During this sacrificial and penitential time of Lent, the church gives us really this gift, this beautiful solemnity of Saint Joseph, Mary's most chaste spouse, as we now pray in the Eucharistic prayer, the foster father of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, and the patron saint of workers and carpenters, as the prayer in Czech above Saint Joseph reminds us. At the time of Mary's Annunciation, the Bible tells us that Joseph was a tecton, is the word used, which means a man that uses his hands to form wood or stone. Traditionally, we obviously believe he worked with wood. We have the two trades of the tecton here in our sanctuary, wood and stone. And then he had his angelic vision, and he trusted the dream he had and took Mary as his wife. When politics played a part and the census was called, Joseph, by duty, traveled to Bethlehem, the town of David, because Joseph was from the house of David. He registered with Mary, and there our Lord was born. He had to hide. He had to hide for 3.5 years with his family in Egypt, fearing for their lives. Imagine that. He had to wait until Herod was dead. And then he heard the call and returned to Nazareth because the prophet told us the Redeemer would come from Nazareth. He presented with Mary our Lord in the temple. This finally fulfilled his dream that he would have to take Mary as his wife, that she would give birth to a son conceived not by him, but by the Holy Spirit, and his name would be Jesus. That's where he presented the turtle doves, according to the Gospel of Luke. He was obedient to his faith. He was a spiritual leader of his home. That's why we have the cage with turtle doves. You see, the carpenter square denotes his work. The cage with turtle doves denotes his faith. Joseph was the spiritual leader of the home. He reminds us that religion is just not something for the women and children. He led his house in faith. Saint Joseph is a solemnity in our calendar today because Joseph was vital to God's plan for the salvation of the world. He was vital to the plan. You know why? Because he had faith. He could hear God speak to him because he had faith. He lived his faith. He was a man of faith. Saint Pope John Paul II said, and in his encyclical entitled The Guardian of the Redeemer, John Paul II, by the way, loved Saint Joseph. He wrote, "The obedience of faith must be given to God as he reveals himself. By this obedience of faith, man freely commits himself entirely to God." The Pope says this statement, which touches the very essence of faith, is perfectly applicable to Joseph of Nazareth. That's perfect faith. Obedient, free, I'm not forced to believe by fear. I freely believe, out of love, and it's entire. Joseph is a great example for us of faith and his hope. That's why hope is in front of him. Imagine having a dream, being told to take a woman, your wife, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit and will be the Savior of the world. How much hope does that take? Joseph teaches us that hope is not believing that things will turn out well or according to my plan. Joseph teaches us that no matter how things turn out, it is God's will, and it is my way to heaven. So in a fitting way, we honor Joseph today. Let's pray above all for all who are named Joseph. I am honored to say that Joseph is my confirmation name, given to me after my grandfather, who lived here in town. Let us remember that we have a relic of Joseph, a Joseph, in the St. Joseph Shrine. That's St. Pope Pius X, whose name was Joseph Sarto. He founded our diocese in 1909. A fragment of the Pope who founded our diocese is there. So let's pray for our diocese. And we may as well, now that I'm saying everything, pray for Pope Francis, who 2 years ago today was installed as our Holy Father in Rome. But above all, let's pray for hope. Saint Joseph, for me, has always been an example of hope. Carrying on when you don't understand. Proceeding without certainty of how things would turn out. He taught us, as I said, that hope is not believing when things will turn out my way. But no matter how things turn out, it is my way to heaven. Saint Joseph, husband of Mary, guardian of our Redeemer, pray for us.